This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Santa Maria, California, jury selection began today in the trial of pop star Michael Jackson. He's charged with multiple counts of molesting a 13-year-old cancer patient and giving the boy alcohol. The challenge for the court is finding a jury of 12 people who haven't formed some kind of opinion about the Jackson case. NPR's Carrie Kahn has spent the day at the courthouse in Santa Maria and joins us. Carrie, tell us about the scene there.
Scene is a good word. It was quite a scene. Not as big of a spectacle it was last year when Jackson was arraigned, but there was a large crowd in front of the courthouse separated by a chain-link fence. You had people dressed in white, like Jackson himself was dressed today. You had lots of people. There was a few impersonators. There was a little bit of theater going on. When Jackson pulled in his black SUV vehicle into the courthouse, you couldn't really see him. The fans couldn't, but then an aide opened a black umbrella and the crowd went wild, screaming, "Michael's innocent, go defense, go." Jackson stepped out. He was wearing all white with a gold armband around his white jacket and some gold beaded belt. He then waved to the crowd twice, flashed a peace sign, and walked into the courtroom.
Now, inside the courtroom, what lengths is the judge going to find 12 people who say they've kept an open mind about this case?
It's going to be a challenge. They've sent out a couple hundred jury summonses. They could send out up to 4,000. About 300 people filed through the courtroom today. They were told about their civic duty. The judge gave them a little civic lesson about how important it is to serve on a jury, but he understood that it would be a hardship. This trial could last up to 5 months easily through the summer. So not only do you have to find somebody who has formed an opinion, you have to find somebody who could stay on a jury that long. And about 66 people this morning said they couldn't do that and gave various reasons for hardship. And the judge will then hand out a questionnaire, which will ask a varying different questions and try and find 12 people and 8 alternates that say that they could keep an open mind.
Now, Michael Jackson has faced allegations of child molestation before, but they went away before a case was actually brought to trial. So what's different in this case?
Well, what happened was that Jackson settled with the family for a settlement alleged at about $20 million. The DA is the same DA in that case as in this one. This time he says he has a credible accuser and somebody who will go all the way through the trial. So that's pretty much the difference. Whether we hear those past allegations, the judge has not ruled on that yet. He said he will rule on that once the jury has been seated and once we hear all the allegations against Jackson. Before then, he will not allow any past allegations of child molestation into the courtroom.
And because of the youth of the alleged victim, I gather we're not going to hear the child's name.
The child did appear in a documentary, a British documentary, and was broadcast in Britain and also rebroadcast on ABC. So his name is out there, but we are not going to give his name nor any of the family members, and they have only been referred to in court documents and pretrial hearings as John Doe and his mother, Jane Doe.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Santa Maria, California.